And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil, olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation. The eternal light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light. This public service program comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our story today is a radio version of the play Jeremiah by Stefan Zweig, first produced in this country by the Theater Guild. The adaptation is by Eric Barno.
Moonlight over Jerusalem. The peace of a sleeping city, the white towers and the silent battlements, and the soft night breeze. But in that city is one who sleeps without rest. Young Jeremiah, twisting on his bed, sees again the terror and evil. Out of the north once more come ghostly armies, and chariots and horses by thousands, and spears that darken the day, and blood-stained multitudes. As Jeremiah writhes in his sleep in agony at the sight, a hoarse cry struggles in his throat, and at last...
No! No! Lord, have mercy! Have mercy!
Jeremiah!
No!
Jeremiah!
Yes?
Are you all right, my son?
Again, the armies from the north.
My son, your head is wringing wet.
Always from the north.
Let me wipe it with a cloth.
The east gate, the towers, all destroyed.
The way you cried out, I thought the temple itself was in flames.
It was, burned to ashes. What does it mean?
Son, see for yourself. Look, Jerusalem stands peacefully in the moonlight. Her people sleep in peace.
Yes, blindly.
Why must you torture yourself with these visions?
A voice cries through it all, calling me to see and hear and warn our people.
Oh, my son, you're growing thin and strange to your friends. They hardly know you. I hardly know you.
Mother, do you think I want to be like this, always without rest? I long for peace. But the Lord is calling me for a terrible task. A fearful time is coming, such as Israel has never known.
Was the land ever more peaceful than now?
I know. Many cry, peace, peace. But there is no peace.
Our people will live, my son.
Jerusalem will fall and be a lair of jackals. That is the message I must tell our people.
This is the man.
This young man?
He's the one. He was speaking again just now in the temple court. I brought him in at once.
What is this I hear of you spreading terror among the people, predicting doom?
I spoke the words of the Lord.
Another prophet. I assure you we have quite enough prophets in the land as it is without more self-named ones. You will leave this sort of thing to the priest.
I spoke only the Lord's words.
Who predict the doom of our people, sins against our people and against the Lord.
I spoke only against those who lead our nation to disaster.
That is blasphemy. You will not again set foot in the temple court. You will speak no more to the people. For what you have done, you will be placed in the stocks for one day.
take him.
Jeremiah.
Yes?
I've heard you prophesy many times. I heard you today. Did the priest silence you?
Who are you?
Baruch, son of Neriah.
Stand where I can see you.
Do the stocks hurt your neck?
A wooden collar, that is all. A symbol of servitude, and that is well. We all wear collars. Everyone serves a master. And if it be the Lord we serve, it is well with us.
Then I would serve the Lord by serving you, Jeremiah.
What are you?
A scribe.
A scribe? Then truly you have come in the Lord's name. After I am free, come with me.
Go on. I have written it.
Our people have mighty neighbors, Egypt and Babylon.
Go on.
Does anyone in our land dream that our people can equal these in might of arms? It cannot and should not wish to.
Should not wish to.
In other ways shall Israel shine among the peoples.
Yes.
And yet there are some among the princes and in the very palace of the king who dream of overlordship for Israel. They intrigue with Babylon against Egypt and with Egypt against Babylon. They make alliances with Ammon and Tyre and Egypt against Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. But those who intrigue against Babylon shall fall by the sword of Babylon. Repent, says the Lord, and remember his ways. It is better to be a servant of the Lord than a ruler of men.
Wait.
Shall we rest, Baruch?
No. Are you weary?
It is not I who speak. I only hearken as you do, and the words flow from my mouth.
Go on, then.
In a few more weeks, we shall have it all written in the book, and you shall read it to the people.
Come in. Sit down. Take your ease. Have one of these cakes. They're excellent.
I did not come for ease or for food. I have a matter to put before you, good prince.
I thought you looked angry. Is it a problem for the king?
It may well be. Many months ago, I silenced one Jeremiah, who was continually prophesying in the temple court.
Never a dearth of prophets in this land.
Prophesying the doom of our people.
Surely such prophecies are an old custom with us. I think they do good. Holding back the young from sin and strengthening the hand of the king.
These prophecies were against the people and the king and the prince.
Oh?
And now the words of this Jeremiah have been written in book rolls, such as this roll here, and are read to the people in the east gate and the fish gate and the sheep gate. And so false prophecies are multiplied.
What do you think should be done?
I have brought with me here the man who was reading this to the people as they came to the festival.
He is here?
Yes.
I shall question him.
If the king were to hear the words in this book, he would be enraged.
I shall see what must be done. I shall question the man at once.
Good day, good prince.
These are strong words in this book.
They were spoken to me by Jeremiah, as the Almighty spoke them to him. They are the Lord's warning.
Yes, no doubt. It will be my duty to show this to the king. My advice to you and to this Jeremiah is, go into hiding. Let not the authorities find you.
What do you suggest, Prince?
Let them be.
Let them be? Why?
Your people thirst for a war of glory against Nebuchadnezzar, and most will not believe these warning words. But if anything should go wrong with our Egyptian alliance, for example...
Why should it?
It might. Then it would be well if my lord the king could hearken to this prophet of the people, this voice of God, and make peace with Nebuchadnezzar. So would much praise come to you without seeming weakness.
But what are these words of his?
He warns against our alliances.
Let me hear some. Scribe, Read.
Yes, my lord.
Come closer.
Because you have not heard my word, saith the Lord, I will send unto Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring him against the land and against all the nations round about, and utterly destroy them, and make them an astonishment and a hissing and perpetual desolation. And the slain shall be at that
day
from...
How can we permit such words? They will weaken the warriors when they set out against Babylon. Pour it into the fire. Those words shall burn.
They can be written again.
And we shall hunt down the men who write them. Is it not possible that this man is a spy of Nebuchadnezzar? Paid with gold to spread these words?
I don't think so.
And at least word of it will reach him. And he will think we are torn with dissension. There, it is burning well. Burning to ashes. The sight lightens my heart.
A spy from Jerusalem reporting to my lord the king.
Bring him forward.
I bow before my lord the king.
Raise yourself and report.
Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his princes go forward with their plan of revolt against my lord the king. They make many secret alliances, but within the land all do not agree. Some of the princes warn against alliances with Egypt. And there is also one Jeremiah.
Oh, yes. Word of this has reached me before. More about this Jeremiah. Who is he?
A man who claims to be a prophet and to speak for their God. He warns that you will make Jerusalem a heap of ruins.
Well spoken, Jeremiah. Does he say this freely?
No, my lord. For several years now, he has been in hiding, speaking his words to others, who write them down and report them to the people. For 7 years, King Zedekiah's men have searched for him, but have not found him. And still, he keeps predicting the triumph of Nebuchadnezzar.
Well, a friend within the gates. This is better than I thought. This Jeremiah shall be of help to us. And when the time comes and this troublesome people is destroyed, I shall show him that Nebuchadnezzar knows how to honor a true prophet.
Close the door, Mother.
Oh, my son.
I bring you danger in coming here.
I pray that I might see you. I light a lamp.
I heard you were ill.
I'm better now. I'm getting old.
I can't stay long. The king's men search for me.
Oh, Jeremiah, what have you done with your life? Now they call you a traitor and hunt you like a thief in the night. But I know there is no evil in you. Do you still have these visions and dreams, Jeremiah?
They are no dreams. I wish they were.
As Jeremiah predicted.
Jeremiah! Jeremiah! Why must I always hear his name?
My lord, I only...
Why has he not been caught? He must be seized and silenced. His words will throw a shadow over the city. See that he is found at once. Let me hear his name no more.
You take me.
The deepest dungeon.
Now put these cords around him.
Round his body?
Yes. Then into the pit with the ooze and slime at the bottom. There you'll stay, Jeremiah. Bread will be thrown to you each day. Ready?
Yes.
Lower him then. Let the rope out.
Vyosiyu es atmos malcha Yehudo, vyet atmos toro, vyet atmos akohanim.
Why do you sing, Jeremiah? Lord, lower him quick. Let's leave this place.
Why is he sent here? Didn't he prophesy everything that has happened?
They've been taking various prophecies in the slide.
Quiet!
Let's leave you. Now, draw the curtain.
Yes, my lord.
Stand guard at the door. And put another guard at the inner court.
Yes, my lord.
Now, let me sleep. Let me sleep.
Sleep well, my lord.
Let me sleep. My lord!
What is that?
A message from the princes. They ask for conference with you at once.
Now? At this hour,
an envoy has come from Nebuchadnezzar. He's just been brought in. They wish to hear him with you at once.
Yes. Yes. Bring them in.
What is your name?
Baruch, son of Neriah.
Are you of our people?
I am a servant of the one God, and was born in Jerusalem.
I have seen you before. You were the scribe of Jeremiah.
Yes, my lord.
Then were you both in the service of Nebuchadnezzar?
No, my lord, and are not now.
Then why are you here with his signet ring as envoy?
Many months ago, soon after Nebuchadnezzar had crushed Egypt and was pressing again the siege of our city, I escaped from here. Jeremiah was already long in the dungeon, and I too was hunted. Remembering how he had counseled peace with Babylon, I hoped to mediate, and went to Nebuchadnezzar's camp. At first I was suspected as a spy, and for 10 months imprisoned. But at last my story was heard by the king, and now I bring his terms.
Are they terms of honor?
I shall tell them. He says, if you open the gates and humble yourselves, every man shall live and dwell in safety under his vine and his fig tree. I need only a sign of submission.
The terms seem light.
What sign?
He says, when I enter the city, King Zedekiah shall walk to meet me from the gate of the temple to the wall, carrying his crown in his hand and wearing a wooden yoke on his
yoke?
Neck. Then Nebuchadnezzar will meet my lord the king, lift the yoke from his neck, and replace the crown.
From the gate of the temple to the wall. It's barely 100 paces, my lord.
It's no more than 70, I think.
You reckon up the paces with my neck yoked like an ox?
There is one more matter.
What is it?
He wishes to enter the tabernacle. He will take nothing. But he wishes to gaze upon the Holy of Holies.
Then there can be no possible peace with Nebuchadnezzar. Princes, our meeting is over. Hold this man for further questioning. I bid you good night.
Good night, my lord.
Now, let me rest. God, are you there?
Yes, O King.
What is that noise?
I hear no noise, my lord.
I hear voices.
I hear nothing here.
Are the princes whispering in another room?
They have left, my lord.
That's strange.
What, my lord?
When I raise myself from my bed, I hear no sound. But when I lie down, I hear it. Far away, a voice chanting. What is below?
The banquet room.
And below that?
The dungeon.
Dungeon. Jeremiah, lead me to them.
May I know, while the king of all may I know.
King Zedekiah?
Why are you singing at this hour?
I am a watchman for my people.
A watchman? In your dungeon?
The watchman on your highest walls cannot always see what is coming. But here it is possible to hear the voice of the Lord.
Why are you chanting?
I pray without end that Jerusalem may yet be saved.
Is there any word from the Lord?
Yes. Jerusalem will fall.
Princes, I call you to a final council. Already part of the city is in enemy hands. With a few of our best warriors, let us make a break tonight from the gate between the two walls. In time, perhaps, we can fight on from another city.
A report for King Nebuchadnezzar.
Speak.
King Zedekiah has been seized, and all the nobles slain. The city is in our hands.
What of Jeremiah? Have you found him?
We have, O king. He is here.
Bring him forward at once.
Bring Jeremiah forward.
All honor and glory to you, Jeremiah, revealer of things that are not yet. Your fame has reached my ears, and you shall be honored. Finest raiment shall be brought to you. You shall be made my master of magicians, astrologers, and soothsayers. You shall be second to none in my palace.
King Nebuchadnezzar, I cannot heed your call. I say to you what I said to my own people. It is better to be a servant of the Lord than a ruler of men. The destroyer shall be destroyed.
Tell me, friend, have you seen my mother?
No, there are so many thousands of us without home.
Jeremiah, you brought this upon us.
He did not bring it on us. He only foresaw and warned.
Jeremiah!
Mother!
Oh, my son!
Oh, at last I've found you among all this desolation.
All without hope?
Not without hope, Mother.
What is there for us? We wait to learn our fate. Thousands are being carried to Babylon.
None are without hope. For many years I have prophesied fearful things. Now, at last, good tidings can be foretold.
How is it possible?
The dream of empire is over. We start anew. Look, Mother, there. An almond tree bursting its bud. All winter it has stood like a thing blasted. You often told me our people would live, Mother, and you were right. Israel will live and shine among the peoples of the world.
Some walk the road to Babylon, and some flee to Egypt, and some sit among the ruins of Jerusalem. And among them goes the word of Jeremiah, a prophet not of doom, but of hope.
Thus saith the Lord, the days come when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant which I made with their fathers. For this is the covenant I will make. I will put my law in their inward parts, and in their heart will I write it. And their soul shall be a watered garden.
And now we take great pleasure in presenting on the Eternal Light, Rabbi Samuel Wohl of the Isaac M. Wise Temple, Cincinnati, Ohio.
This is Jeremiah, a drama of song and of sorrow, of comfort and compassion. This is Stefan Zweig, who found little truth in Vienna, but discovered much of it in the eternal Jerusalem. This is Israel, man of sin and son of heaven, shattered and bruised but not broken, suffering unending agony, yet knowing always that in the end, the redeeming spirit will bring healing and concord to all mankind. The inexorable working of the moral law was the great fact of Jeremiah's life, and he stood alone to fight to the death for his faith. God was his strength and fortress and refuge in the day of affliction. God said, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. With loving kindness I have drawn thee. This is at the heart of Jeremiah's message. It is good to hear these words of affection and comfort for the human family in the midst of so much pain and tragedy. Our generation has met a monstrous evil and is winning now a battle against that and all that was bestial and savage. The destroyers are being destroyed. Like Jeremiah, we know that servitude to men and to the state is an abysmal wickedness. But serving God is an enrichment of soul and hastens the day when justice and peace shall be established among men. Never has there been so poignant a demonstration of the justice of God. The day who first raised the sword against Israel were themselves cut down by the sword. And when mighty nations stood by for a time and did not halt the murderer, they paid a terrible price in blood and tears for that sin of omission. And we have seen that with our own eyes. Today Israel will gather his remnant. None are without hope, said Jeremiah. There is an almond tree bursting its bud. There is Eretz Yisrael. The pioneers are singing the new song of Zion. Israel will blossom again. He will join hands with his brethren in Jerusalem and London and Moscow and New York and everywhere to keep the covenant made by our fathers and with us. Let us then inscribe these sacred words of Jeremiah upon the tablets of our hearts. They shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord.
Thank you, Rabbi Samuel Wohl. The dramatic portion of our program was a radio version of the play Jeremiah by Stefan Zweig, first produced in America by the Theater Guild. The radio adaptation is by Eric Barno. Morris Momorski composed the special score, which was conducted by Milton Katims. Cantor Robert H. Siegel of the Beacon Street Temple, Brookline, Massachusetts, was the soloist. Guy Sorrell was featured as Jeremiah, and the entire production was under the direction of Frank Papp. This program was presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America and came to you as a public service of the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. Next week, we are proud to bring you the first of three programs based on the Joseph books of Thomas Mann, the first radio presentation of this famous work. This is the National Broadcasting Company.